Proclamation number 8987 of 31st of May, 1965. Diversity of the celestial bodies. The area, which is unfathomable for your mind, you can still enter, as my spirit can work in you. Then there are no limits for you, for my mind is my portion, and I myself know all. Nothing is unknown to me, and so I can also convey the same through my spirit. I can open up you into all areas. But it depends on your maturity level, how far you can take insight into the secrets of creation, and depending on your level of maturity I can teach you, although even the smallest knowledge corresponds fully to the truth. But it's up to you, to increase the maturity level, to be able to penetrate deeper what only love always realizes. For love bands closely together with me, and then you shall also be filled by my spirit. You shall be able to see the whole creation lightly and clearly and capture all contexts. You will also know about the kind of creations, their purpose and their respective destination. You will also know about the diversity of the stars, which are so versatile, because they also carry all different mature souls and, since I had countless ideas and them could carry you out, I therefore also formed every star after each other thoughts, laws, but which should all be for the return of the once fallen, spirituals. I'm not a being, who is limited, who gives up or uses up in his strength. I constantly create and always new ideas emerge from me and take shape. I have so many mansions, where the development of those beings on the way back to me is going on. My creations are countless and ever more creations arise out of my love, because I prepare new joys again and again for all of my beings, as more and more all of them climb to height, when they're on this way once. And so the people on earth are. Once when they have reached to a small glimmer of insight in the afterlife. Now also ascend and a throwback to the depth is excluded. Countless celestial bodies are to accommodate for these souls again, always appropriated to the level of maturity, that is always more increasing and thus also forces a change of their residence again and again. You humans can see countless celestial bodies from Earth, though those are for you to look, but are innumerable. And there are still countless celestial bodies in the whole of creation, that are invisible for you, so that they also far exceed your estimate capacity as a human being. So you only can watch the whole creation in the brightest light, because then you also know no longer limiting. But then your bliss doesn't know limits, for you know the determination of any star and also to the state of maturity of its inhabitants, and you will always seek to increase it, to put them all in the same condition, in which you yourselves now dwell, in intimate union with me myself and constant streaming by love. But a condition of your ascension is, that you possess a glimmer of knowledge. And that means, that the truth has already penetrated you, because before that you move in the dark or walk in light twilight. That you cannot separate from heresies. And the number of them is large. This condition is probably is tried to be changed by light beings, but as long as they are rejected, there is no hope, and a throwback to the depth is still to be feared. But as well as there is just some love in them, they will not be closed from the intentions of the beings of light, which point them again and again to Jesus Christ. Then they will also get off if they error and accept the truth, and the way up for them is safely. For these people their knowledge could have been developed already on earth, if they had attended to the voice of the Spirit in themselves, because having already the knowledge on earth, opens the people the door to the kingdom of light, and they will certainly find back their way into Father's house, in order to unite with me forever. Amen.